Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. This is the first time hearing my face, seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about the narcissist new supply, how they think they are winning a prize. I'm telling y'all, one of the main questions I get, like, should I warn the new supply? Should I let them know what's going on? Should I let them know what happened to me, what I've been through, what happened, this, this, that, blah, 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 boop, 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 beep, beep, beep. Y'all get it. You want to know, should you warn the next person? Should you tell them what's going on? And my answer, so really, it kind of depends. If there was, you know, some essay or some child essay or something going on, I think you should absolutely try to warn that person, especially if they have kids and things like that. I feel like you probably should do it in that situation. But most times, the answer is going to be no, y'all. It's just like, they're not going to listen to you. The narcissist new supply thinks that they are winning a prize. So if you come out of nowhere and you start spilling stuff about the narcissist, telling them about the horrible experience that you've had with this narcissist, the person, how they treated you, how they cheated on you, how y'all might actually still be dating, and the person you're talking to is a side chick or whatever, they're not going to listen to you, y'all. They think they're winning. They want to. The new supply sometimes wants to win, and they think that you want to win. They think that you're telling them all of this stuff right now because you want this person. You want them to leave them alone so you can have them all to yourself. Is that true sometimes? Yeah, it's absolutely true sometimes, because sometimes y'all do want the narcissist back and you want the new supply out of the picture. That is true sometimes, but sometimes it's not true. And the narcissistic person, they're going to make it seem like it's not true. They're going to make it like, hey, look, they're jealous of us. They just want me back. Don't listen to them. I don't care what kind of proof they have. I broke up with them. We're not together anymore. I'm with you now. Don't listen to them. They're crazy. Look, they stalked us down. They're reaching out. I told you they would reach out. Sometimes the narcissist is very, very preemptive and will warn and will reach out to the new supply. We'll tell the new supply that you might be reaching out. We'll be very, very preemptive and try to make it seem like it's your fault. You mean, did they and things like that, try to make it seem like, oh, this, she's going to, he or she, they're going to reach out because they want me back. They're crazy. They're stalking me. So they might find out about you and reach out to you and tell you and try to tell you lies and stuff about me. They just want me back. And sometimes the new supply, a lot of times the new supply falls for that. And I have a lot of people in my comment section who have been the new supply, and they say exactly that. The ex warned me and I didn't listen. I thought they was crazy. I thought I had a good man or a good woman. I thought I was winning. And guess what? I ended up worse off than them. At least they escaped with no kids. I got two kids and they would never leave me alone. Y'all got to start listening. Again, if you are in the position, sometimes y'all, everybody's not lying to you. The ex is not lying to you all the time. I promise you. Sometimes do they want them back? Yeah, they could very well want them back. Or they could just be warning you. Look, I don't want them back. I've moved on. I'm married. I have my own kids. I don't want them back anymore. I'm just warning you. This person is a psycho. This person did this. This person did that. Do with this information as you will. Thank you. Thank you so much for your information. I'm going to take it, ball it up, and throw it in the trash because I love them. And I'm better than you. The new supply, this thinks that a lot of times thinks they're more equipped for the job than you. They're more equipped to deal with the narcissist or toxic person than you are. They just think they're better. The new supply, if it's a competition, they think they are winning. They think they want to win. It's a competition. And so sometimes, y'all, this blows my mind. Sometimes y'all competing for some bum-ass person, like some bum-ass man or some bum-ass woman. Y'all be competing for a literal bum that has no place to go, that drives your car, lives in your house, don't pay no bills, don't take care of their kids. Y'all be competing for bums. Like, it's like literally like the bum Olympics, like the bum championships. And y'all win the prize is a nice, freshly unshaven, stank booty, bum-ass person. You know, I said person, could be a bum, could be a woman. You mean, y'all be battling for bums, bum fights. Y'all maybe the old YouTube channel, Bum Fights or whatever. That's what some of y'all be doing with these some of these narcissistic people. They have absolutely nothing to offer y'all. But that's your bum. That's my bum. I'm a fight for my bum. Look, I know this person is a bum. Thank you for warning me that they're a bum. I know I can smell that they're a bum. But it's my bum now, not your bum. I win. I'm winning this bum. And we're gonna grow up and we're gonna glow up together. They like the new supply, I'm just telling y'all. I always feel like most people are trying to warn the new supply, and they're worried about the new supply because they don't want the new supply to be treated better. They're like, I just don't want them to be treated better than me. How are you gonna control how they get treated by somebody else? Worry about how you were treated. Worry about why you stayed for X amount of time if they treated you so badly, because that's what the new supply is gonna ask you. Why did they break up with you if you got treated so badly? I was dumb and this.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
They don't want to hear it. Ask yourself before you decide to talk to the new supply. Have you been the new supply before? And ask yourself, if you were the new supply right now, would you listen to you? From your position, would you listen to you about this person? Would you listen to the story that this person is going to tell you about their significant other, their husband, wife, whoever it is in the situation, their ex-boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever it is in the situation? Would you listen to them? But you listen, somebody tried to warn you about your current or your past or your future narcissistic person, would you be listening? Some people are going, and be honest with yourself. And I asked this question before to people. A lot of people were honest with themselves. They're like, no, I probably wouldn't listen. I'm gonna be real with you, Lee. I probably wouldn't listen. I would have fought for my bum. I would have fought back for my bum. And people would be honest with yourself. Would you have listened to you in this circumstance? And the answer to that question for a lot of people is going to be no. You wouldn't have listened. So why would you warn somebody else if you're not? But maybe they'll listen. A lot of times, and how you reach out to them, how you warn them, it can paint you in a bad light. If you pop up on them on a date, you look like a stalker. I'm just telling you. If you pop up on them at their house, you look like a stalker. I'm just telling you. How you pop up on them, they just want to win, y'all. It is like a constant. Sorry, y'all. Fat battery died, so I had to finish right here. But yeah, they just want to win, y'all. It's a constant battle. And like I said, a lot of times you end up battling for a bum, like a literal bum that has nothing to offer you. You know what I mean? Stop fighting for bums. We're not doing bum fights in 2022. We're not fighting over bums anymore. We're not doing that type of stuff anymore. Stop battling for bums. Battle for yourself. Like I said, the new supply. Again, put yourself in the shoes of the new supply. Would you be willing to listen to you? You see what I'm saying? Would you listen to you pop up? Like if you were out at a restaurant and somebody, ex-girlfriend, ex-boyfriend popped up on you, would you be willing to listen to them talk? Or would you look at them like they're crazy? Ask yourself how you do it is going to make you, again, you can look very stalkerish. You absolutely can. You can look extremely stalkerish when you pop up on them. The new supply, like sometimes you got to let them have their prize. Let them have their prize. You got to work on you. Now the focus is on you. I know y'all might have, like I said, kids. If there are kids involved, it's different. Child support, all the other stuff. I know, y'all, everybody's situation is going to be different. These videos are generalized. You mean, this is not speaking on specific situations because everybody's situation is going to be different. How you got left is going to be different. He left me for my sister. She left me for my brother. Oh God, it's moving pieces right there. We were friends before we started messing around. Again, y'all mess with the friends. is this choice? And I said, leave the friends out of it. Don't clap cheek with your homeboys, your homegirls. Don't do that, because you can end up in a toxic situation with a narcissist or a toxic person. You have to stay empowered. You have to stay as strong as you possibly can, because the more you deal with, the more you reach out to the new supply. Sometimes, if you reach out to the new supply and the narcissist has already warned them that you might be reaching out, guess what happens? You drive them closer together. The new supply goes harder to stay with that narcissist and puts up with more because they don't want to let them go. They feel like they let them go, you would get them back. And it does happen sometimes. If they feel like if they, the new supply feels like if they let go of their prize, you will get them back. You are the path of least resistance here. So they feel like you will take them back. Y'all will live happily ever after or not, whatever the situation is and things like that. So you got to decide what you really want. What are you looking for? What are you trying to do? The new supply, I'm just telling you, new supplies are going to look out for themselves. They are there for themselves. You have to look out for you. Especially if there's stepkids involved or kids involved. There's so many moving pieces. But the new supply, a lot of times, thinks that they're winning their prize. And sometimes they already know about you. They know you exist. They've been cheating. They've been hiding and know you exist anyway. So sometimes it's pointless to warn the new supply because they already know about you. So they definitely think they're winning. They think they took your man or took your woman. Let them have them because how they met them is how they're going to lose them. People do. They think they're more qualified for the task than you are. That's what happens sometimes. When you deal with this mindset, when you deal with this type of personality, that's what happens sometimes, y'all. It just does. You know, sometimes you got to let them have their prize. Sometimes they're bummy prize. But regardless, y'all, I had to hop over here. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Live in-person meet and greet. Austin, Texas, October 15th. In-person 101s. Look, we're going to do the in-person. Y'all know I do my 101s over Zoom and things like that. We're going to be doing in-person 101s. We're going to be doing a live in-person Q&A, big Q&A session. Y'all, it's going to be an amazing event. So if you're in the Austin, Texas area, come through. More details to come. It will be a site, registration site or whatever. It's going to come. It's growing. And I think we're going to be in Canada by the end of the year. If y'all in the Toronto, Canada area, we're going to be there. I'm coming to Canada. Oh, Canada. So anyways, y'all think, like, if you listen to this on Apple Music or Spotify, hit that 5 stars for me. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.